So welcome to the Cult TV Club. Today we're looking at The Monkees. With us today to look at The Monkees is Lisa.
Yeah, hi.
Alex.
Hey.
Angus.
Hello.
Gypsy.
Hello.
And Jeanette.
Hi.
So right now we're holding up parts of the studio. So The Monkees, it was filmed in 1966. In fact, we were saying that it's about the same time as the last episode we watched, which was Batman. So 1966 to 1968. Possibly in the same studios, don't know. But we'll have to have a look. We might recognise some features, maybe. Who hasn't seen The Monkees?
Is there anybody here? I'm aware of their existence as pop culture ephemera, but not really. Like, I know a few of their songs, but I'm vaguely aware that they're just invented by some TV execs to sell records, and therefore they're the evil enemy we must destroy for the benefit of the music. But the like, other than that, music, I don't really know much about them.
Yeah, so they're an evil force, you think?
It's more just like they're the signs of bad music, and therefore it must be purged from existence in order to allow the Fields of Elysium to contain the good beneficial music that improves our lives, rather than the capitalist malevolence that embroils our lives.
Like Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, right? Jay-Z.
I feel like we're going to fight it out this episode because, you know, same as with the Batman episode, it was one of those things that I grew up watching Sunday afternoons, you know, sure, being on the TV, never really, like, wasn't there during the zeitgeist, but I grew up listening to a lot of The Monkees because my mum was a fan of The Monkees, and so I love the music. Understand that they were a manufactured band and they were manufactured for a TV show, but I still understand that there's also a lot of talent that goes into this production as well, so I think we may be finding it out this episode, and I'm looking forward to it.
Bring it on!
Who else hasn't seen it? Angus,
haven't seen it. I haven't heard of it. First time I heard of it was when it was decided we were watching The Monkees tonight.
No way. So you've heard of the band, or you've not heard of the show?
No.
So I'm going to be spectating this fight from the side. With a bucket of popcorn. It's going to be good.
And of course, the reason we're watching The Monkees tonight is because recently, of course, Peter Tork died. He was the bass guitarist for The Monkees, and they seem to have an ongoing theme of where's Peter? So he would be the individual that's missing or sleeping or unusual character. Yeah,
he was the one with the hat, wasn't he?
No,
he was the one with the bass guitar.
So, Gypsy, have you seen The Monkees before?
No, but I'm highly aware of their existence. They're a bad version of the Goodies.
Ever heard of
I have heard of a song, and they were in an episode of The Simpsons where Marge Simpson got picked on for liking them. So I've got solid understanding of what we're in.
The Goodies were afterward, it seems.
So maybe
the Goodies copied The Monkees.
And if that's the case, they did it better. And I haven't even seen it yet.
I think before we've even watched it, I feel like you've hit the nail on the head, because they've got the Monkees and the Goodies both have that real slapstick, goofy type.
Yes, we actually looked this up beforehand.
Yeah.
Jeanette, have you ever seen The Goodies?
The Monkees.
But the Goodies are the ones that stuck in my mind. I just remember The Monkees as being a bit wishy-washy.
But you didn't have Channel 9 or 7.
No, I've watched it. I don't remember how or when, but I have definitely watched it.
All right. I watched The Monkees, of course, and I quite liked them at the time. It'll be interesting to see if they stand up. Does it still stand up? I still like the music. Anyway, so on with The Monkees. Okay, I really liked it.
I didn't.
Goodies is nothing like it. Goodies is not a copy.
Oh, that wasn't the Goodies? No, no. You're right. That was The Monkees. What was it, a laundromat episode? Get the dirt out or something along those lines? Gypsy, what did you think of that episode?
Actually, appreciate it. I don't love it. It definitely was stuck in its own time in a way, because you had a lot of like that era prominent as ever. Like, kind of felt like the sexism was real.
Yes.
But I did like the ending, because it was very, hey, real girls. So, like, there was the real girl thing, but it was still, like, object sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's four of us and four of them. Yeah, so we can divide them up like they're candy or pieces of meat or something.
But I also felt like there was a lot of, like, now comedy that is derived from The Monkees. In the opening credits, there was stuff that I've seen in The Goodies. Like, one of the main characters, it sounds really silly, but wears a hat, like one of my favourite comedians, which is Frank Woodley. At the time, I was like, maybe that's a thing. Yeah. I feel like that's a thing. But yeah, there was just like a whole heap of little bits and pieces. I was like, that belongs there and there. So it's an unpolished sort of show and everyone else has just made it better.
Yeah.
You've taken the best bits and gone, let's do this and make it better.
I feel like even though I came out swinging saying, like, I was just going to love it, that's probably not one of the best episodes I've seen.
No.
I always remember the episodes. It always felt like they were going in
amongst
and
the best episodes.
Okay. I take it back. I always remember the episodes I liked were the ones where they were going in and out of doorways all the time, like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I wonder whether the Monkees or the Scooby-Doo episode came first. So.
I think the Monkees. I think Scooby-Doo was like that style of animation
wasn't
was really
a 70s. Charlie Chaplin thing first.
There you go. Yeah.
I think that's what I remember, the sort of toing and froing, constant movement.
Yeah, and being chased and
That's sort of my impression that I've got from when I saw it as a kid.
I think the music is still really good. The episode didn't quite live up, but that was that episode. I mean, there was another episode that was supposedly quite deep and meaningful that we didn't watch. This one was episode 6 of season 1, and it was something like a Get More of the Dirt Out or something along those lines.
I think one thing that was interesting about the music, you mentioned the music. I'm definitely more of a fan of the music, but I noticed at the end credits it was written by Mike Nesmith, and I think he had something. There was always a bit of a fight where he wanted a lot of his own music instead of the writer's music. People like Neil Diamond were part of the music writing team for the Monkees. I think he made a push whenever they brought out a single, he wanted one of his songs on the B-side. And I think at the end of the day, he was the one who ended up with more money out of the Monkees because he had songwriting credits that the other ones didn't have.
So it was episode 29, Monkees Get Out More Dirt.
Okay.
So it's like an advertising slogan that way,
yeah.
It was originally intended to be a band that failed, that aimed to be like the Beatles, but fail. But their music became really popular, so they actually became a really popular band because of the TV series.
Which is an entire storyline for a little folk band called Flight of the Conchords.
The difference is that I actually like their music.
I like the Monkees' music.
I'm just being cool just because I can.
And to be fair, this episode is actually kind of like in one of the Flight of the Conchords episodes.
Where they fall in love with the same woman.
No, Jermaine falls in love with one of Brett's exes.
Ah, sure.
But sings a song about how she's the most beautiful girl in the room.
So the actress in that was Catwoman from Batman, and it was said it was the same year that Batman was coming out.
So that's
the connection. I wonder if it's even the same studio. It's hard to tell. I don't think it was, but
I think, like you said, that the sexism was very real in this one. Her name was April Conquest. She was literally a conquest. There was nothing more or less, and she was willing to fall in love over someone over there, pretending to have the same interests and
but it depends on how you look at it, right? Because she was a conquest, but at the same time it's don't pretend to be someone you're not win someone's love, because they'll just leave anyway.
Alternatively, polyamory is the answer, all four guys and the girl, like that would work if they really wanted to.
It's a bit too progressive thinking.
For the 60s,
Angus, you've been remarkably
good. Yes.
I've been staying quiet because I've still been processing what I just saw. I wasn't a massive fan of it. I thought the music was dull and uninteresting. Throughout the song, I was literally sitting going, right, we've got a complimentary montage of them just daydreaming about the girl they love, and throughout the music they played a montage, but even that, the song seemed like it wasn't worth the taking away from what was happening in the episode, and what was happening in the episode wasn't that great either. Throughout the song I just sat here going,
it just felt like filler.
It felt like something that they did to fill out the time.
That's what they did.
It felt like the episode itself was filler,
and it did
because it was all about marketing the music. It's like you watch kids' cartoon and it's all about trying to sell the toys, you know. So in the same way, it's like, oh yeah, here's an episode of a show you might like, but here's some music, you know. You can buy it at your record store right now, you know. It's
it felt like that.
Buy the music.
So I guess to throw a bit of a spanner in the works, has anyone actually seen or heard of the Monkees movie? That is a very different experience to this.
The Monkees
made a movie
called Head.
head. I think there's supposed to be a whole double entendre
around that. It's almost like, hey, let's take it risque, just take the risqueness out of it.
Yeah.
Just head.
It was... I don't know whether we need to edit that out.
Whatever. If your list gets double entendre, they've already got dirty minds.
That's their fault.
It's your fault if you interpret the
joke. That's why you can get away with those jokes in play school, you see.
Yeah. I think it was jokes in play school. Strap yourself in. It was co-written and directed by Jack Nicholson, and it was very psychedelic. And it had scenes like them getting trapped inside a vacuum cleaner. It had the kind of wackiness, but they were allowed to get away with more, and it was a little bit more surreal and a little bit.
It was
bit
made
wacky.
Just after the TV series.
This was them basically getting a free license after being strapped into prime time restrictions.
When it basically had to basically be as bland as laundry soap in order to actually be on TV.
Yeah.
And then they could stretch their wings because it's like 90 minutes of them doing what they feel like.
Yeah, it's not for everyone, but it's very weird. It's a bit of a zeitgeist thing.
Because that psychedelic nature does sound more like The Goodies. Like, you could imagine that in a Goodies episode where they're all shrunk down and pulled inside a vacuum.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's probably, if at any point The Goodies did derive anything from this, it probably would have been, with that movie.
The wetsuit, when the guy comes out of the water and he's wearing a wetsuit and pulls it off.
Yes, that was great.
Yes, that was very Grand Garden.
Flying the piano in on a bicycle, very Goodies as well. There is a lot of Goodies.
I just realised, a lot of the stuff in there was weird enough that had they played it better, it might have been funny.
It might have actually
But it was actually
better.
Just they're almost not trying. It's like, had they put more effort into it, it would have been really funny. It's like one of the tight gags, especially. Yeah. But hold on, if we're going to go and help April out, who's going to be here to the laundromat, and how are we going to get into the door? And the joke was, you don't expect the lighters to think of everything. And that was a joke, but they didn't play it at all.
And they just opened the door and walked in. They were trying to do a bit of a fourth wall joke, but
and
it didn't
work.
But it could have. But
it's like they almost.
Out of the washing machine. Yeah.
I'm sure half of those things we didn't get references to ads or something like that. And it would have made sense had we been in the 60s.
Maybe,
and it's a reference to whatever. Yeah. But it felt like they almost had jokes and they almost had things which had they worked it on or had they actually been this is a joke we're doing. Okay, let's sell it. Let's actually sell the joke rather than just we are doing this thing. It felt like...
It looked like they're having a lot of fun. But really, I guess it was aimed at sort of the 14-year-old market. So, looking back on it, I was about 14 when I saw it. I liked it then. Whether I would like it now as a 14-year-old, I don't know.
I was probably about 14 when I hated it.
I think I was about 10 to 12, I think, when I watched the reruns. And I used to like it, but it was probably because there was nothing else on TV. If it was Netflix generation where you can just watch whatever you want.
I'm just thinking, I could have spent the half hour watching a Vine compilation, which would have been just as entertaining and just as filled with plot.
Well, I tried, didn't I?
This
is a perfect example of Britain doing it better, though.
And I think it's also an example of what mediocrity
they just do it better. There's the funeral movie.
Death at a Funeral.
You see the British one, fantastic. They have copied it apparently word for word in American.
Oh, that's the worst thing to do, because it's like timing always.
It's not good. I've seen both, and the American one is awful.
Interestingly, I think America lost it to some degree in some way. That's my feeling anyway.
I think, overall,
I get that feeling that if you look at some of the really early stuff, the comedy's actually quite funny. The Addams Family, things like that.
So I think one of the problems is to trying to make sure that everything's bland enough so everybody can like it. So everybody likes it, but nobody loves it. Whereas in other countries, the market's smaller, so it can be weirder and nicher. And also, The Goodies isn't designed for every single person in Britain to watch. So they can handle being slightly weird. Whereas every single second of every single primetime show on American network TV has to appeal to everybody, and therefore it becomes blandening to the nth degree.
And some of it's the writing, but also I think only one out of four of these guys actually had a background in acting, which was Mickey Dolenz. He was a child actor. The rest of them all had music backgrounds or David Jones. I don't know. He just looked like a Beatle. He looked good on camera.
Mickey was in fact the director of that.
What?
That episode?
Yes, he was the director.
So we can blame him.
Yes, you probably can.
Wrote
and directed. I
it's
can't remember.
They don't act well as well.
No,
it's like
no,
yeah.
Not there.
Yeah.
Mm. And that was the thing about the goodies is every single one of them individually is funny.
Yes.
Mm. These people are, yeah, they're just four people picked off the street almost.
Yeah.
No, you look like one of the goodies, let's throw you in there.
No, 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 no. You're good looking, you'll appeal to women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the right, and I think it was like they were looking for young rebels and they were looking for misfits.
I'm sure they're like looking for like, okay, so you're the one who's pretty, you're the ones who's slightly rough on the edges, and you're the ugly one, Dave.
You're the short, ugly one. Short, ugly one. And very bad dress sense.
You said that everyone knows which one not to be.
They're kind of the charismatic artists, but not necessarily comedians or actors or.
Why it was so flat is because they just didn't know how to portray the jokes, and probably with the lack of film reel they had in the time, they couldn't reshoot things over and over again.
If he's also directing the thing, then it's probably also like doesn't actually know the comedic timing and such enough to know how to play jokes properly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'd had actors been in that role, they would have probably played the jokes far better than just, oh hey, this is the joke now, where we're pretending we're terrible at the thing to convince her not to fall in love with us.
It's a lot of English actors at the time came up through stage, so the Pythons and the Goodies all came from Cambridge Footlights. A lot of English actors came up through Cambridge Footlights, including Douglas Adams. He also was involved in
He used to write with Graham Chapman a lot.
So they got that sense of timing from stage because you've got the audience reacting to.
And also as well, like they also knew their material and they could play to their strengths, whereas this wasn't written by the Monkees, it was written by somebody else for them to portray. They said the writer's like, oh, it is going to be funny, and the band not really knowing how to play that well.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a half-hour track experience, I shall say that. It wasn't good, it wasn't bad, but it's like, okay, I've now experienced those the Monkees.
And so never need to watch another.
But go out and buy the best of album because the music's good. Maybe you don't like, you didn't like that one, but you might.
I would.
I'll just use Spotify, thanks.
Yeah.
Spotify, I'll just use YouTube and get it for free.
$14 subscription. I don't have to buy. I can listen and go.
Yeah, but I'm
wrong. It's terrible. But I've heard.
I'm going for the option. I'm going for the option where nobody gets any money from my enjoyment of their music.
I still got the feeling that they were nice guys.
Yeah.
They were nice guys. They weren't the best actors. They did play some good music. There was plenty of good music that came out from them. But yeah, the TV series, maybe not for everyone.
Several years ago, I read Mickey Dolenz's autobiography, and it's got to be, I've read quite a few autobiographies. That's probably my favourite. It's really well written. And I'm sure it's ghost written, but it was really cleverly written. It was quite candid. It was, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And yeah, I think I kind of like him as a person after that. But that's the whole point of autobiographies, isn't it? Whether you're growing up, you still like him at the end.
Yes. Okay, so that was the Monkees.
Yes.
Ticked that one off.
Ticked off. And mixed results. Mixed results. Okay, so next month, we're not sure what we're going to see.
Hopefully something better.
Yeah.
Guys. I mean, we're just saying it hasn't aged well.
True. It did not age well.
I feel like we can comfortably say that they did not stand the test of time. Two of them are buried now, so.
So they can't stand it all.
Okay, we'll edit that out. And time to move on. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah. Ciao. Say.